T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Vinny represented us in a beautiful way. He was all that you can imagine on and off the field, not just because the way that he played, but just the way that he handled himself off the field, how he represented us in the baseball world, but also, you know, in the society. You know, Vinny was over Jackie Robinson.
I loved Billy Russo saying that on behalf of Jose Contreras. That, like, warmed my heart.
Vinny Minoso, our, meaning Cuban players of color, saying our Jackie Robinson. And now Vinny Minoso, unfortunately 6 years after his passing, is going to be a Baseball Hall of Famer. And it's well-deserved. And it's interesting that I've found out. I mean, because I've mentioned before, to me growing up, Vinny was just sort of this old guy on the White Sox who did commercials on Channel 44 and you'd see his name every so often. I'd get baseball cards that would show he was a record breaker and he played when he was 50. And it was, okay. We didn't have access to the same amount of, like, unless you had the giant book of stats, which I eventually did. You can go back and see, well, wait a second, this guy was kind of amazing. And it's only now we learned how ahead of his time he was in some of these statistical categories that we really care about.
Well, in the giant book of stats, it needed to be updated to include the Negro Leagues as well. And that was what made his numbers even more astounding. And I really appreciate the affirmation that the Hall gave with, once those numbers were included, the numbers that they hold sacred, that it was represented in a way that was positive and resulted in something right happening in Vinny Minoso finally being a part of the Hall of Fame.
I had no idea that until people start, like, Contreras, until they actually start telling their stories and talking about it, the fact that it does have a layer of translation for so many of, you know, the modern Cuban players, that it makes it's different. It's not like these guys were always around microphones all the time and talking about this kind of thing, and it takes it longer to sort of get into the bloodstream. But there are really, Christina Carl has been so good talking about Vinny Minoso. And she's one of the best baseball writers out there. If you don't follow Christina Carl on Twitter, you should. I think she works for the San Francisco Chronicle now. She's a former senior editor at ESPN, a co-founder of Baseball Prospectus, like a serious OG baseball writer. And she had a string of tweets yesterday. Said Vinny loved. Said, in essence, Vinny loved. He loved baseball. He loved Chicago. He loved Chicagoans. This is more than overdue. It's more than justice done. It's a glorious day for baseball that it finally let itself bask in his glory. One story that gets to the heart of who Vinny was, she writes, he told me about finding a white kid who was lost post-game in Chicago. What did he do? He gave the kid a ride home up to Evanston in the 1950s, shocking and delighting his parents. And I also didn't know how important LGBTQ acceptance was, and even near the very end of his life, what he was doing, speaking for Equality Illinois, and what that meant to him, and what the Obergefell judgment meant to him, and how personal it was to him. It really, I didn't know. I wish I had known.
And that's what makes this so special in a lot of ways. I really also credit Shakia Taylor, who has been on our show. She's been on Lawrence's show. She was a big part of this too, just publishing his cause, writing about it, raising awareness, for lack of a better term. That's really what this was about. And how many people really tried to get Chris Kamka included. Chris Kamka made a big push for Minoso to try to be in the Hall. And I'm glad to see that this is something that we can all finally say has happened. I absolutely loved what James Fegan posted yesterday. I retweeted it from The Athletic. It's an excerpt from his story talking about Jerry Hairston Sr. and needing a bat. and how nobody gave him one. And he's in the on deck circle. And Minnie reached out to him and said, you can use mine. And he said, that is what being a trailblazer looked like. This man was good for baseball, and he was good for people.
The specific story from Christina Carl is that Minnie went to bat for marriage equality when Equality Illinois held an opening day fundraiser. You know, it was there, Minnie, with his wife, because he supported his youngest son and because he believed love belongs to everyone. And these are things where I'm happy to hear it. It's heartwarming to hear this stuff now, but I wish I would have known this when he was sitting at our remote in Oswego and we're going to talk to him about it. The little things like this, like the distance between people that can be shortened. It shouldn't take someone dying. It shouldn't take someone receiving the oversized honor of being placed in a sport museum to do stuff like this. We should always be talking about some of this stuff. The human aspect of it is more important than the baseball aspect.
Injustice is more fun when it's simply just justice. And appreciation is more fun when people are around to be appreciated. But either way, there's never a bad time to fix a mistake like this. And it was nice to see that happened. And even his son has talked about his humility. His son, Charlie, he was quoted saying he was just a humble guy from a ranch in Cuba. And Minoso's widow said yesterday, I know Minnie would have cried. He was a sentimental guy. And it was nice. We had their interviews posted on NBC Sports Chicago yesterday on Sports Sunday. I know Chuck Garfin did an interview too. But the more people who talk about him, I think, the better. And how accessible he was. Like how he almost took that shine off of himself in a way because he was so of the people, just out and about doing nice things like that, being just a very good citizen.
Yeah, his availability, it made him seem like less of some sort of untouchable celebrity because he never really wanted to be. It's like I tell the story, and you were around the White Sox enough when Moose Skowron would just be around, right? And everyone loved Moosey. And he'd sit with Chris Ranji, and they'd sit in the booth and eat peanuts, and he was kind of this ubiquitous presence. And I never really understood until my father-in-law, who grew up in the Bronx and grew up a Yankee fan, like part of the old, like knothole gang, like they would get out of school and they knew a security guard that after the fifth inning would let them into Yankee Stadium to watch the Mick. And he saw, because he said, is that Moose Skowron? I said, yeah, it's Moose Skowron. Like, what do you think? Of course it's Moose Skowron. And he was like a little kid. This is a 75-year-old man who is reduced. Like, oh my God, that I can't believe that's Moose Skowron. Like this was this larger than life human being to him. And I didn't appreciate it.
And in Minnie wanting to democratize baseball and be humble, that mystifying quality about him got taken away. I'm so glad to see that this happened. I'm so glad to see that people are appreciating him. And what the White Sox did, I still get chills thinking about what Yoan Moncada said through Billy Russo about how everybody from Cuba knows that the White Sox support Cuba because of Minnie and the players they have now and what that would mean to somebody who lives there and is trying to play baseball and have a life in the big leagues or just have something. That is significant.
I wonder if, and I don't know the answer to this, but I don't know what this means to Cuba, what it means to Cuban baseball, what it means to kids there. If indeed he was the Jackie Robinson for Jose Contreras, and I don't know if that goes even down to this.
Moncada speaks to that.
Moncada and Puig and so many great Cuban stars are coming out of there. I hope it matters. I hope it means that baseball's more accessible there, and I certainly hope that we can pave the way for more Cuban players who want unfettered access to opportunities here to get those opportunities in baseball and beyond.
And how great is it that every time we talk about Minnie on the air, people will throw in stories about him. People will always text in with stories talking about how they met him and how nice he was. And that's what makes me sad about him not getting to see this in person. Because it sounds like if there was ever somebody who deserved to see it in person, it was him.